Loud, angry agreement of this from the crowd. Fists waved, curses flew, but no surge forward, not yet. The fat man, I noticed, had a bright red face from all the shouting and arm-waving. He also had very little actual fat.
"How are a bunch of stupid words going to help our kids?"
he added, as the angry cries peaked and dropped. The noise peaked again in responses. I noticed that he had actually turned to the people around him when he had said this. Under his red face, I saw, were two very calm, knowing eyes. There was a lot more going on here. Ware didn't see it. He swayed backwards on his heels with every roar from the mob at his feet. He was blatantly nervous, close to fear, and had no apparent ability to hide it. But he hung in there. He wouldn't take that step back that his feet were itching for. Another man stepped up to speak. Tall and thin, black hair shiny from lack of washing. He spoke in a nasal snarl.
"All I know is that I come a long damn way to get here, and now all I see is that same damn fleet trying to screw me again."
The crowd thundered their approval, and under their cheers, the thin man exchanged a glance with the fat man, who nodded imperceptibly. That tore it. Ware was being set up by a couple of pros. He had no idea and no chance. I moved closer to the bridge through a forest of shifting feet and waving fists. Ware tried to respond as best he could, but he was hopelessly hamstrung. First, he plainly feared the crowd in general, and the fat man in particular. And he was disgusted by the crowd. The latter was probably doing more damage. When you're way, way down and know it, you sure don't like to have it broadcasted by the sneers from somebody who is up. And Holly did broadcast his disgust, try as he might to hide it. He found them filthy, worthless, and just generally beneath him, and they could tell. They really hated the little guy. And so, abruptly, he made it worse. He had had enough of that line about starving children. When the fat man used it again, Ware snapped back with,
"Maybe you shouldn't be spending all that time distilling liquor, then. If you're really so concerned about starving children, try staying sober for a while."
Oh, they didn't like that. The surge began. Ware was forced to step back a few feet so as not to be trampled, but the crowd stopped there, not yet incensed enough to do damage, which meant that they weren't yet sure that everybody would do it at the same time, seeing as how he had obviously hit some kind of target with the last bit. But the fat man knew. He knew that mobs, like unions, have an answer to that eternal question of who deserves what. They just ignore it and grab. The fat man got them mad enough to ignore it. This audiobook is continued on Disc 4.